Praise God. I want to tell you a story. About 4 years ago, I took a ministry trip to Colorado Springs with this ministry, Truce, to the projects in the inner city of Colorado Springs. Yes, they have an inner city in Colorado Springs, as beautiful as the mountains are. And while we were doing a couple of songs, just as you heard like this, I felt like right at the last song, as they were ministering, just to be focused and to be ready to share the gospel at the end. And while Truce was doing the last song, I watched a burly young man, easily in his 20s, wearing a fatigue outfit. And I watched him come with it, for me, from the distance, with anger in his eyes. And he was about two blocks away, and he was coming through mad. That's what I thought. And he came stomping on through, and the Lord said, tell them, because it was a crowd, he said, tell them that the good shepherd will leave the 99 and go get one. And I said, oh, my. And I had this moment with God. I was like, hey, God, we on the block. They don't know nothing about no shepherds. But I've learned enough now to always be obedient when God's spirit is speaking. So I went with it. So they're still doing the last song, and they're jumping and getting excited. And then I see him just kind of make his way through this crowd that had assembled right in front of us, right there on the street. And so I took the mic, and I just said exactly what God wanted me to say. I just said, hey, he's the good shepherd. He loves every single one of you. And the Bible tells us that he'll lead the 99, and he'll go get the lost one, that one that's lost. See, God desires that none would be lost. From the suburbs to the inner city, to the most crime-ridden streets, to the darkest of places, the worst back alleys, God desires to demonstrate his love to all men and women. And as I was sharing that, just in the few minutes, this young kid, real street, you know how they dip left and right? He walks up to the front, and he's standing there just looking at me. And he was very close, only about 5 feet away. And I see tears in his eyes. And then I said, you know what? I said, I don't know who's here. I don't know who is that one. But God loves you. And if you'd like to give your life to Jesus Christ, you just step forward. Just take a few steps. And he didn't step forward. He dropped to his knees right where he was and started to cry. And just like what we'll be doing on the streets, this same team that you saw jumping all up and down with all of their rhymes and their rap, that maybe some of you understood, maybe some of you didn't. Maybe sound wasn't where it needed it to be for you. I'm so sorry. But this same team, what you don't get to see, they disperse right amongst the people, and they get down on their knees with them, and they cry out to God with them. Every single one of them, that's what they're gonna do. And they pray with them, and they walk them through the prayer of salvation. And they pray for healing and pray for breakthrough and pray for deliverance. And so we on the streets right there in Colorado Springs just started praying for people, just trusting God for breakthrough and wholeness and healing and talking to them about Jesus. And then there was somebody from the local community in Colorado Springs that had started praying with that young man. And in a few minutes, that person that was praying with that young man brought him to me, and they come up to me, and the young man is crying hysterically. And then the counselor, the person from the local church, is crying hysterically. And he said, you gotta hear this. And I said, come on, tell me, what's happening? He said, well, tell him. And so the young man off the streets goes, man, you all came out here for me. Watch this. He said, two blocks down the road, that's my apartment. And I was sitting in my apartment with a gun. He goes, I can show you the text. I just finished texting my friend early this morning. I'll give you my truck if you give me your gun. Because I was going to take my life tonight. Because I can't kick the drug habit. And my girlfriend has walked away. So that was it for me. And he said, but man, I was just sitting there getting ready to take my life. And all of a sudden I hear this hip hop on my block. Now watch. And he goes, and we get some hip hop groups that come around and try to do their thing. So I was like, oh man, another hip hop group on my block. He said, but then I was sitting in my apartment two blocks down and I started hearing them talking about get on up and I'm accepted and Jesus loves me and there's hope in my life. And I was like, I never heard lyrics like that. So I put my shoes on and started walking down the street. He said, and then all of a sudden you said that God is a good shepherd. He was like, I understand that. I'm the one that's lost and that's me. He gave his life to Jesus Christ that day. The very next Sunday, he was in the same church where we were fellowshipping in Colorado Springs, and he got baptized that Sunday too. Not only did he get baptized, not only did the church love on him, but he also was able to get into a teen challenge program and get clean. You see, you know, the Bible says this, the Bible says that God desires that no one should perish. That's the heart of God. And the Bible also says this, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, I want to speak to you, those of you that are in here, those of you that are watching online, everyone, the liar, the cheater, the drug addict, the murderer, everyone who calls. Everyone, the one who's ashamed of what you've been doing for the last 10 years. Everyone, the one who feels like all this stuff that is in the closet of my heart, nobody can remove the bitterness and anger. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord. And that great name is Jesus. It is the only name that saves. The only name that makes whole. The only name that heals. The only name, Jesus, that has power to transform your life and set you free. The only name by which you and I can be saved. It is Jesus Christ. He's the only one that went to the cross and died for all of the world. Died for all of us. He's the only one that was able to take on sin. Any other religion, you'll find that it takes you and I having to do something in order to get to God. But the only religion, the only true religion is Jesus Christ, God who sent his only begotten son here on this earth to die for our sins, that we might receive forgiveness. You see, there is repentance if you would just call on that great name. You can turn away from sin if you just call on the name of Jesus. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. That's the word of God. There's no exceptions. There's no other rules around that simple verse that says if you call on the name of Jesus, you call on his name, you say, Jesus, here I am. Jesus, I have failed. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, take away the sin in my life. Take away the darkness, the dirt in my life. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, I'm coming to you. And you come just as you are. You come just as you are. Every single person that you saw up here, from the beginning with the praise and worship team that was jumping up and down, to the hip hop group that was jumping up and down. All of them have called on the great name of Jesus. And when I look at all these young people behind me, there's a joy that stirs up in me knowing that we do have a generation that is calling on the name of Jesus. Will you stand up? Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. Maybe some of you have been calling on the wrong thing in order to find freedom, in order to find life. Some of you have been making calls to friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, and it just seems like it's just never enough to fill the void and the emptiness. What have you been calling on? If it isn't Jesus Christ, it's not going to save you. Calling for your next fix. Calling for another bag of weed. It's not going to save you. Making the phone call to go to another party or another club. It is not going to save you. Calling some girl just because you feel lonely. The only person that can set you free from loneliness is Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to come forward and make a decision to give your life to Jesus Christ tonight. From the balcony to the main floor, I want you to call on the name of Jesus. And if you believe in faith, you will be saved. Jesus desires to be your Savior tonight. Everyone, no exceptions. Some of you might be thinking right now, God knows my stuff. I'm just not worthy. None of us are worthy. No, not one. None of us deserve his grace or his love. But he showed up anyway and went to the cross. While we were yet sinners, Christ died. And so if you just call on that great name, you will be saved. And I know there's someone in here that wants to be saved tonight, wants to be set free from the bondage of sin, the bondage of their own shame and their own guilt. I know there's someone in here that wants to know Jesus Christ truly as Savior, not church, not just religion, not just coming here once in a while, but to call on the great name of Jesus and make him your Savior tonight. And if you came with a friend, say, will you walk down with me? Because we believe that as a body of believers in the fellowship of Christ, that we should stand with one another. And if you brought a friend and you're a believer and you brought a friend who's maybe just checking it out, you turn to them and tell them, I'll walk down with you. I'll stand down here with you to make a real, genuine relationship. This is nothing for you to be scared of. You don't have to be ashamed. We stand for the power of the gospel, and this is a church that is loving and caring, and we just want to stand with you. Now, I want to invite you right now. Don't overthink it. Don't hesitate. From the balcony to the main floor, you just step out. You just say, excuse me, but I got to get right with God, and you just make your way down to the aisle. I just want to pray with you. I want you to come up here right now. You just start making your way. I see you. Just come right now. Grab your friend's hand. Just say, I'm done playing church. I'm done playing religion. I need to come down and give my life to Jesus Christ. Worship team's going to sing, and I want you to just start making your way down. They're going to give you a few minutes with this song to ponder it a little bit. But you know right now that God is working on your heart right now, and you make your way down. Just begin walking down. That's right. We're coming down. We're going to all pray together. Make your way down here. Let's worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I want you to pray this prayer with me, and then I'm going to pray for you. And this wonderful body of believers, we're going to pray for you too as well tonight. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I stand here today. I confess my sin. I have failed, and I need you. I call on your name, Jesus Christ. Be my Savior. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, and you rose again on the third day. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Make me a new person. I believe that I am saved. I am made whole. Thank you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.